Hybrid Audio presents Mordida Man by Ross Thomas. Read by R.C. Bray. Chapter 1. It was an almost perfect disguise. To begin with, he had lost all that weight, at least 25 pounds, and the cleverly concealed lifts and the heels of his stodgy, plain-toed black shoes had raised his height by nearly 2 inches and subtly altered his walk. The beard helped too, of course, probably because it was so neatly trimmed. Not long before, no more than 3 months back, he had been more or less clean-shaven and of medium height and rather dumpy, if not quite fat. Now he was a bit under 6 feet in trim, indeed almost slender. His clothes were different, too. Gone were the jeans and the army surplus field jacket and the black turtleneck, an outfit that once had been virtually his trademark. Now he wore a blue pinstripe, not too old but not too new either, and a crisp white shirt and even a neat bow tie that he had learned to knot himself. In his left hand he carried a worn leather briefcase that seemed to be an old and shabby friend. Another nicely calculated touch of respectability that also helped. The only thing that even hinted at concealment were the glasses. Their lenses, plain but tinted a deep amber, made it difficult to see his eyes and their strange rain-gray giveaway color. But the glasses' carefully selected frames were of a clear, unadorned plastic that suggested practicability and necessity rather than concealment. Much thought had also gone into his dark hair, which once had been a long, oily mess. Now it was short and neatly trimmed, both back and sides. Like his beard, it was sprinkled with gray. The gray